But what about her too? Was that something that, you know, maybe something could be done
So
with?
it's a good question. Was it an actual mutation or was it just amplification? So with the mutations, and there's probably about 2% of adenocarcinoma that has a true mutation. It's an exon 20 insertion mutation. In that case, then afatinib can work quite well, not for a really long time for most people, but it has a pretty high response rate. And then adding trastuzumab to either docetaxel or vinorelbine or some of the other regimens, that can actually also provide benefit. And there's research being done even with T-DM1, where it's just like case reports of one or two responses, but nothing that we can really quote. But there's a nice case series from Europe that looked at the afatinib and the trastuzumab. And in my patients with HER2, I have used those with definite benefit for a period of time for them. There are new drugs being developed that are specific to exon 20 that are getting HER2, but also the EGFR HER1 with exon 20, where we have challenges. So there's hope there. But with the mutation, I do think of that as a true driver mutation. And I have a reasonably large number of those patients. It tends to be more younger women, a little bit more Asian as far as ethnicity, and that's my patient population, a large percentage. With the amplification, we don't know as much. We know that that can be a resistance mechanism. It can also be seen early on, as it was in your case. And there we don't know as much about the role of these drugs. There are people advocating maybe trastuzumab is helpful, maybe T-DM1, there was a trial looking at that for the amplification, but it's not really acted like a true driver. And so I think there's a lot we're still trying to understand. So in my patients who have just the amplification, I don't always go with those drugs. I think about it. It depends on how many other lines of treatment they've had and other circumstances. But I don't feel like I've missed something if they don't get it the way I do if they have a true mutation.
I mean, there are data actually in I was really surprised a year ago for the first time we saw this on HER2 amplification in colon cancer and responses to trastuzumab lapatinib. And that's why the investigators now are getting HER2, which I never even heard of. But I guess that hasn't been looked at in lung cancer.
There's been a little bit of data. I mean, trastuzumab was actually looked at in lung cancer about 15 years ago. Corey Langer did a trial, but it wasn't really selected at all, and it was a rather negative study.
Speaking of Corey Langer...